During the Berlin crisis in 1961, just after construction of the Berlin Wall was begun, the entire 32nd Infantry Division of the Wisconsin National Guard was activated for possible deployment to Europe. Since September 11th of 2001, more than 7,000 Wisconsin Guard members have served on active duty, most in Iraq or Afghanistan. Lieutenant Colonel Tim Donovan says the members of the 1st Battalion Artillery Unit leaving Milwaukee tomorrow will be joining more than 1,800 other Wisconsin Guard members already overseas.
They'll be responsible for supporting Operation Iraqi Freedom. That doesn't necessarily mean from within Iraq, but they'll be in the desert in Southwest Asia. But about the same time these 430 artillery soldiers get overseas, we hope to be returning some of the currently deployed troops back home.
The troops leaving tomorrow from the Mitchell Field Air Reserve Station will head first to Mississippi for 2 months of training and then to Kuwait or Iraq for a year. Donovan says Governor Doyle will be on hand for the 11 a.m. send-off ceremony tomorrow, along with several thousand friends and families of the departing soldiers. 52 Wisconsin soldiers have been killed in Iraq over the past 3 years. The most recent casualty took place April 2nd, when Lance Corporal Eric Palmisano of Florence was killed. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.